AIB has reported profit after tax of €274 million for the first 6 months of the year. This included a net credit impairment write-back of €103 million due to a more favourable economic environment and improved credit quality. Net interest income of €881 million reduced by 9%, having improved from a 13% decline in the first quarter. We're joined now by the Chief Executive of AIB, Colin Hunt. Colin, the bank returned to profit in the first quarter, and today's first half results show continued progress.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very, very happy this morning to report a return to profitability for AIB Group for the first half of the year. You know, operating profit was €373 million for the opening 6 months. We've grown our new lending. We have new lending of €4.5 billion, over €1 billion in new mortgage lending, with customers getting the keys to 5,300 homes. Very strong performance coming through once again in our energy, climate action and infrastructure area, where we're reporting a growth of 40% on the first half of last year. Net credit impairment write-back, as you said, that's thanks to an improving economic environment and improving credit quality. Costs overall down by 1%. So overall, we're very happy with the performance of the first half of the year. And at the same time that we're reporting these numbers, we're making very, very solid progress on our transformation plan and on the various initiatives we've embarked on to improve the range of products and services we bring to our customers.
The bank has agreed to buy over €4 billion of corporate loans from Ulster Bank as it prepares to exit the Irish market. You might give us an update on this. And then last week we heard that the bank is now in talks to acquire Ulster Bank's tracker loan book in the Republic. Has a deal been done there yet?
So we engaged in talks with NatWest Group in the autumn of last year in relation to the €4.2 billion corporate and commercial performing loan portfolio there. We entered an MOU with them in February and we concluded a commercial agreement in relation to that a number of weeks ago. We have just entered into the Competition Commission approval process. We also are going through a regulatory approval process and we're hopeful that all that will conclude and allow us to bring those assets probably in a number of tranches and welcome those customers to AIB Group over the course of 2022. In relation to the other portfolio you mentioned, we, as standard practice, don't comment on market speculation or market rumour. What I can say is that we're in a very, very strong capital position. We've one of the best capitalised banks in the Eurozone, and we remain alert to opportunities that may well arise as the local banking landscape evolves.
Okay, back in March, the bank announced that it was acquiring Goodbody Stockbrokers for €138 million. The deal was given competition clearance just over a month ago. Is that all wrapped up now, Colin?
No, we're still awaiting the final clearance from the central bank in relation to that. That's progressing well, and I'm pretty confident now that we will welcome Goodbody into AIB Group within this calendar year. So probably as we move into the fourth quarter, AIB will formally welcome Goodbody into the group.
Okay, it was confirmed yesterday evening that the Minister for Finance has started the process of selling the state's shareholding in Bank of Ireland. Do you think it's the right time to start selling some more of the state's stake in AIB now?
Well, I think that's entirely a matter for the Minister and for the government. My job is to ensure that the bank is well run, that we've got a competitive range of products and services that we bring to our customers, that we have a very clear strategy so that if and when the government makes the decision to reduce its shareholding within AIB Group, that we've got a strong investment proposition to bring to the market.
A new AIB payment system is due to launch later this year. Tell us a little bit about that, Colin.
Yeah, look, our customers, this is very much a response to customer demand. Our customers are getting increasingly digitally active. Our digitally active customer base is now touching 1.8 million. Contactless card transactions up 33% in the first half of this year compared to the first half of last year. Digital wallet payments up 85% in the first half of this year compared to the first half of 2020. And the customers' needs and desires are evolving in this space, and we're responding to that because we're looking forward to enhancing our payments capability, later on this year to allow AIB customers to make an instant payment to any other AIB customer in their phone. We're delighted to be able to offer the service. The functionality means there'll be no need for our customers to enter bank account details. All they need is their contact lists, and there's a good chance that 40% of the contacts in any Irish phone, of course, will be an Irish customer because of the strength of our franchise. We will enhance the service further in due course through our joint venture, our proposed joint venture with the other retail banks. However, we will be ready to move forward on this ahead of year end. Our customers want the service, as I said, and we will deliver to them when we are ready to do so in November or December of this year.
Okay, Colin Hunt, Chief Executive of AIB, thanks for joining us.